When searching for server and storage solutions, organizations of all sizes really need to consider reliability, ease of management, and trust. These organizations often are looking for scalable products, built-in redundancy, sophisticated management solutions, all things that keep operating expenses under control, and policy-based tools that can help lower power consumption and keep their network running smoothly. Hey there, everyone. James Hilliard here on this Connect with Experts Connection Point podcast. Pleased to have Ron Richards on board, channel server and storage sales specialist at Lenovo. Ron is here to talk about server and storage solutions that can help your organization be agile and quick, and these solutions that are designed for demanding and cost-efficient use. And Ron, thanks for taking time and joining us today.
Thanks, James. Thanks for having me on today. We're real excited to be here talking with you.
Let's kind of set the stage here a little bit and start off with Lenovo's entrance into the server and storage space here in the U.S. This is a move that some folks aren't familiar with.
You know what's funny that you say that, too? A lot of people aren't familiar with this. Another thing they may not be aware of is that, I mean, Lenovo has been selling servers for 14-plus years. We powered the Olympics. We've got a pretty nice share of market overseas right now. And honestly, the reason that we're here today is our customers. They asked us to be. For a little bit of history here, Lenovo, about 10 years ago, purchased the Think brand name from IBM. And a lot of people don't realize that Lenovo was actually the company that was manufacturing the notebooks and PCs and technology for them in that space. When IBM made a decision that they didn't want to be in that client market, they bowed out. Well, in those 10 years, we made a goal for ourselves, and that was to be number one in PCs and notebooks in the world, and recently we just hit that. Well, over in the U.S. and over in other, you know, countries, customers started coming back to us saying, hey, you know what? We really like what you're doing. We like the technologies that you're building. We like the reliability about it. We like the cost points and structures that you have. We'd like to have more of that spend in our data center. So when we went back, we said, well, what does that really mean? And when we went back and looked at the data center, what does that really look like compared to what we've been building for servers in China today, they really came back and said, you know, the market's showing that over 90% of what customers are buying today are 1U and 2U rack servers and efficient data storage for their larger environments. So when we made a launch, instead of taking all products when we're going out to Europe and to the United States and we've been developing this, we really wanted to hit the heart of the market where customers were really seeing it hit them today, and that was in that 1U, 2U efficiency servers, and we're hitting a huge splash today, and it's actually taken off quite nicely.
Well, just with all the data that we're developing, I mean, storage is such a big thing for IT these days, and people like to work on things they're familiar with, and when they find a trusted brand, I can see how you got feedback saying, hey, we love, you know, our Ultrabooks, we love our laptops, but what about this other stuff? So cool story that you've shared there. Let me do this. You've been out there in other markets, obviously here in the U.S. market as well. What have you heard, maybe the top of the list, the top one or two things that you hear from customers that they're saying about some of the server and storage technologies that you're bringing to the market, the pains that you're solving for them? What are they saying that they really appreciate about these products now?
You know, there's definitely a cost advantage right now. We're an efficiency company that manufactures great products. And when we look at the manufacturing great products, we're looking at, you know, looking to what our customers need. So when we're developing and engineering these solutions, we're trying to take it from the customer's point of view about what they're trying to do. So things like making sure that we price these things, we call it price perfect. We want to make sure that the server has the features, the manageability, be able to handle the different workloads that they're doing today, whether it's a cloud or virtualized environment, a high-end SQL database, but be able to put it in their environment and be able to take care of it. Have the performance that they want, built off of, you know, some of the best Intel technologies today. We were voted second fastest Intel server of all time recently by CRN. Reliability. So when we look at this, we say, okay, listen, people like Lenovo, and they think of us as Lenovo Think Reliability. When you think about the ThinkPad, you think about that you can carry it around, and we have airbag protection on the hard drives. So if I drop it, it takes the needle off the platter, so that way we don't break the hard drive. We actually get better mean time between failure because of the rubber dampers and bumpers that we put on those hard drives for moving parts. How we cool the system. If someone spills water on the laptop keyboard tray, it actually spills out the bottom. Well, we kind of do the same thing on the enterprise side with the data center. We try to look at it from what our customers doing and how to innovate around that. And what we found out was customers are looking for products that they can use in a lot of places. Our customers aren't always putting servers and storage in a data center. So to be able to be efficient with heating and cooling, if you think about a manufacturer today, one of the most expensive parts of being a manufacturer is supporting the technology that we have after we've sold it. Well, if that's the case, in our support documents, we actually support our servers to run at 37 degrees Celsius, which is almost 100 degrees Fahrenheit. Nobody else does that, and that's the way that we've designed around heating and cooling and really reducing vibration to make sure that we have better mean times between failure. So to answer the question simply, it's our reliability, it's our performance, and it's our price point.
All right, good stuff on that, Ron. And let's do this. This isn't going to be the deepest of deep dives in terms of the tech. We can always get folks more information. At the end of the podcast, I'll share some contact information so they can follow up. But I do want to do a little bit of maybe, kind of compare, contrast key differentiators in Lenovo's server and storage products compared to other options in the marketplace these days. So what are a couple of the key points that you're talking to customers about saying this is where you really think you stand out?
Well, it's a great question. So we've talked about reliability. We'll talk about that all day long. We want to make sure that we have a strong, reliable brand that people look at and they just believe in Lenovo as that think reliable product. But, some of the other things that we want to look at is, real flexibility and growth around expansion and growth needs. So, for instance, when we go and put our systems into a rack or into an environment, we don't have any proprietary software. We do have great management tools. We have Easy Manage, Easy Serve, a lot of great things that are there. But we don't require a customer to have a proprietary piece of software to manage things. We can actually go into an environment where one of our competitors might have one of their management tools, and we can actually let them monitor our systems right from there. So we want to have an open-based technology where people can easily adapt it into their environment.
And Ron, when I'm out talking to folks, it's one of the key things. There's so many management consoles these days, and some people do feel locked in. Having that openness is something I know a lot of IT folks are looking at these days.
Well, so also flexibility is something that we really need to look at. Being able to do a lot of things. It could come from flexibility about how we build our systems for our customers to adapt them in their different environments that we just talked about, whether it's a tower being extremely cool and quiet. Our towers and racks, being quiet and efficient like that isn't only for, power consumption, those types of things, but it's also, where are our customers going to use them all the time? It might be a school system. They don't have an IT department. They want to put it in a room where there's other people there. They don't want a loud system that's hard or blowing a lot of heat or needs special cooling right there. They can't afford that. So being able to be flexible for how we deploy it, but also flexibility in terms of where we can use our systems. For instance, beyond our tower servers like the TS-130, our entry-level system, if we look at our storage, when we look at flexibility, it's flexibility to do a lot of different things. When people think about storage today, they think of expensive, extremely high-performing, large solutions. But I'll tell you, 90% of the market today is actually growing on the other end of it. It's where's the data going? Where are we leaving it? How are we backing it up? So to be flexible in that space. Now, when we talk about solutions that we actually handle, what if we could have one device that wasn't only a NAS or a file sifter, but it was also, a vSpec authorized server and storage solution that could run VMware? That could also be, a backup solution that replicates with built-in software to another device of ours or to the cloud connection. Or what if we have, with all the different things going into security these days with IP cameras and stuff, we could be a storage target for that at a really, really good price. Or we could be a fully integrated solution with the built-in Mindtree software that we have today to go right to access cameras right from our box without having to do anything else. Same thing for larger enterprise solutions with Milestone. Built into our box for an extra licensing fee, but at the same time, it's all from one system. And that's the type of flexibility we're trying to give our customers to do many, many things with our systems at a very, very good price.
Absolutely. Choice, choice, choice. It's what customers are looking for, that flexibility, those options. They know that there's no silver bullet out there. They need to have solutions that are going to kind of work for them. And that kind of leads me a little bit into one of our closing questions. There are two more things I want to cover with you today. One is more than just technology. Lenovo has also been investing in people to really make sure the customers are going to find the right technology fit, as we were just talking about.
You made a good point earlier where customers who use Lenovo today are really would be more amped to, you know, enjoy a solution and look forward to it. But what about the customers that aren't there? There's a lot of questions I get. There's questions about how do we know you're going to be in the server space? And I told you a little bit about how we've actually been in server space for a long time, and we've put some huge investments. But with the investments of our joint venture with EMC in storage, with our investments in our research and development and our support teams in the United States, we're starting to manufacture products today out of North Carolina. So we're becoming a worldwide manufacturing company, not just a China-based company, which people tend to think of us as. With the research and development in the United States, we're actually developing these products for how we use products in the United States today, which is very different from the rest of the world. Well, when you look at all those investments, that's great. You know, Lenovo could go to market and they could throw out servers to the reps that were selling PCs and notebooks before, but we realize that there's a different type of support that our customers are looking for, and there's a different type of investment that you have to do into this business. So the people that they've invested in for both pre-sales, post-sales, to support our customers and our resellers, it's just been awesome. And I'm part of that group, so I'm dedicated to PC Connection and Gov Connection with, you know, over 15, 16 years of technology experience that I can help customers and lead them to the right solutions that we can do. You know, and if it's not a good fit, I'll be the first one to tell them. But part of that investment is having the expertise here and the people behind me to make sure that our customers have the right solutions and support.
And I'm going to give our customers all some contact information in a moment. The last thing I want you to do for us is kind of a top three list. Things that our listeners, things that organizations should be considering when kind of embarking on a server refresh, or if they're doing server storage upgrade type project. What are the top three things folks should be thinking about, evaluating, asking as they set the foundation for such a project?
Well, you know, I've actually covered it, so it's kind of a synopsis of what I've already said. Flexibility, you know, both, you know, for expansion and their growth needs. You know, what does a customer need to do today? And then looking forward to the future, 5 years from now, people are still holding on to servers and storage. What are they going to be doing, or where are they growing to, and how flexible can we be to integrate into where they're trying to go in the future? That's something that I'm extremely passionate about when I'm talking to our customers. The other thing is being optimized for, you know, enterprise software out there, and more importantly, virtualization. You know, will their server and storage be able to be virtualized and be part of that? And, you know, the recent announcement about EMC's vSpec, which is a reference architecture that they certify equipment on, we are part of that prestigious group now of technology that is inside that solution for cloud and virtualized solutions. And lastly, and this is the thing that I'll go back to one last time, is reliability. Is it going to be cool? Is it going to be quiet? Is it going to be fast? Is it going to be reliable and be there for you when you need it? And, you know, you have to be able to trust that as a brand.
Hey, Ron, good stuff there, folks. What Ron mentioned on the vSpecs, there's some other podcasts, part of our series here in Connection Point, that actually go into more detail about what that is, how that can benefit you, so you can check that out. And again, I'll give some contact and follow-up information here in just a moment. But before I do that, Ron, I give you the old thank you, sir, for being on board today.
I appreciate it. It's an honor being on the phone with you all, and hope I hear from some of you soon.
Hey, Ron, I'm sure you will hear from folks, and if you do want to learn more about Lenovo server and storage products, as well as the services that can help ensure your organization is ready to build an infrastructure for tomorrow, then know that you can turn to the PC Connection family of companies. First off, contact your account manager today. That's the best way to learn about beginning how you can do your next IT project. You can use things like assessments. You can engage their on-staff experts. You can also learn more at pcconnection.com. And you're invited to call 1-800-800-0014 if you'd like to get more information. Email, that's pretty simple. It is connect@pcconnection.com, so use that as well. With that, we are going to wrap things up. Once again, I'm James Hilliard. Thanks for joining us here on Connection Point.